은혜 받으실 성경 말씀 봉독해 드립니다. 로마서 12장 3절 말씀입니다. 봉독해 드리겠습니다.
Today's passage reading is from Romans chapter 12, verse 3. For through the grace given to me, I say to every man among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of 3,800 branch churches all over the world, including the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Honduras, Peru, Argentina, Germany, France, Russia, Belgium, Netherlands, and African countries, including Kenya, Uganda, and Congo, and in China, Japan, Pakistan, Indonesia, Philippines, Taiwan, India, Mongolia, Egypt, and Korea, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending their service on the internet all over the world, children of Sunday school and television viewing audiences. This is the sixth session on the measure of faith. Even if you have accepted the Lord and received salvation, the measure of each one's faith is different. Some people have faith that is barely enough to receive salvation, while some others have faith great enough to manifest powerful works of God. In the sermon series on the measure of faith, I am explaining the measure of faith of five different levels so that you can discern how much faith you possess right now and gain greater faith. In the last session, I explained to you about the first level of faith. The first level of faith is called the faith to receive salvation or the faith to receive the Holy Spirit. It is the level of faith at which a person accepts Jesus Christ as his Savior and receives the Holy Spirit. The person's name is recorded in the book of life in heaven, and he is recognized as a child of God. When we receive the Holy Spirit, we gain the assurance of salvation. We can believe in Jesus who had been crucified, resurrected, and became our Savior. Once we accept the Lord and receive the Holy Spirit, minor diseases are burned and healed immediately by the fire of the Holy Spirit, and some people receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit, like speaking in tongues. We feel light in our heart by the grace of forgiveness, and we are filled with joy and happiness. Our praises do not stop, and we feel joyful attending church. Those who have received the Holy Spirit should have experienced these things already. Then, do you still have the joy and happiness now? Some of you are able to say, I feel more joyful and happier as days go by, not to mention having the same level of joy and happiness you had back then. They are the ones who do not stay at the first level of faith after receiving the Holy Spirit, but keep on growing up to the second level and to the third level. Because you are leading a proper Christian life, the Holy Spirit is rejoicing in you and is giving you that fullness. It's been more than 30 years since I accepted the Lord, and since I accepted the Lord, I never lost my joy or my thanks or my fullness. Once I testified to you, once I told you my story, I was working at my workplace. I had to work at night too, and I drank just a little bit, and I felt so much pangs of conscience, and I was so embarrassed before God. And except that occasion, I was always full of joy and happiness and thanks. Even in such great trials, like in 1998 and 99, even in the broadcasting thing, my joy in my heart was still there. However, if your faith does not grow but stays at the same place, the Holy Spirit groans in you, so you lose the fullness and you feel afflicted. If any of you feels this way, you should realize the reason within yourself and quickly check your faith once again so that you can strive to have a greater measure of faith. So then, let's Today, let's examine what the second level of faith is and what kind of heavenly dwelling place we can enter with the second level of faith. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the second level of faith is the faith of trying to act. You listen to the word and try to live by the word, and you are in the second level of faith. When people accept the Lord and receive the Holy Spirit, their heart becomes burning, and they are filled with the joy of salvation. This is the beginning of the first level of faith. But at this level, they do not live by the word of God. They attend church and believe in the Lord, but they still have their old habits. Some of them cannot quit drinking and smoking, get angry and speak rough words, and even tell lies for their own benefit. They are actually not very different from the worldly people. But as they learn the Word of God in worship services and meetings, they realize their life has to change. They come to know what kind of life they should live as children of God. They learn about keeping the Sabbath holy and giving the proper tithes. Also, they learn God's Word that tells us, do not get angry, do not lie, do not judge and condemn, do not commit adultery, and do not seek your own but others' benefit, and also pray, love, serve one another, and be at peace, and so on. Then they also think, I should change and live by the word of God. And at this time, the Holy Spirit dwelling in each one's heart reminds them of God's word to help them act within the truth. Romans chapter 8, verse 26 says, And in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. When God's children do not live by God's word but practice lawlessness, the Holy Spirit groans and their hearts are troubled. So if you lose the fullness and if you have troubled heart, it means the Holy Spirit is groaning in you. We should live by the Word of God in the light, but because we are not doing it, the Holy Spirit is groaning in you and asking God, praying to God. And because the Holy Spirit in you is groaning, you feel afflicted in your heart. Your heart is troubled and you begin to lose your fullness. When they obey the word and act in the truth, the Holy Spirit rejoices, so they have peace and happiness in the heart, and they are filled with the Holy Spirit. In this kind of work of the Holy Spirit, they receive the strength to realize their sins and evil and act according to God's word. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, those who are at the first level of faith do not usually feel pangs of conscience even when they commit sins. It's because they do not know they are committing sins, because they do not know God's word and what truth is and what untruth is. At this level, they do not even hear the groaning of the Holy Spirit. But they come to have the desire to act according to the Word of God as they learn. And when they begin to actually practice God's Word, they enter into the second level of faith. At the second level, if one still commits sins knowing the Word of God, he can feel the groaning of the Holy Spirit. They feel, I shouldn't do this. The truth does not say so. Their conscience troubles them and they lose the fullness. Let me make it easier to understand why it happens that way. Newborn babies do not feel ashamed even when they are naked. They don't even know the fact that they are naked. They don't know any etiquette that they should be dressed. They don't even know what shame is. According to the Bible, children, even if they empty their bowl, they don't know it's a shame. Even if their clothes or blankets are wet, they don't even know, they don't even feel, because they do not know. Then what will the mother say? Why? You wet your blanket and you wet your clothes and you don't even feel ashamed? Which mother will say that? But as young children begin to grow up a little bit, they start to feel it is shameful to be naked. Let me give you another example. Let us say a baby crawls on the floor and spills a bowl of water left on the floor. Her parents shouldn't scold her. Rather, they should blame themselves, thinking they shouldn't have put the bowl within the reach of the child. But if that child grows up and begins to understand things, she would be scolded if she spills water that way. It is the same in faith. At the first level of faith, people do not even have the concept that they should not violate the truth because they do not know the truth. God did not punish this either. So if those who just accepted the Lord and received salvation, they can be saved because of this reason. But at the second level of faith, they already know the word, so they hear the groaning of the Holy Spirit when they commit sins. And if you willfully keep on sinning until the end, even after despite the pangs of your conscience, then the Holy Spirit will be extinguished in you and you will have no qualms of conscience. Then you will be far away from salvation. And because of that, they feel the pangs of conscience in their heart. They realize in their heart that God is not pleased. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the second level of faith is the faith of trying to act. Are you trying to act by the word? And those who have said yes, they are in the second level of faith. James chapter 2 verse 26 says, "For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead." Since they heard the word of God and understood it, if they truly have faith, they are to try to practice the word. But they cannot practice all the truth in everything yet. They try, but they are not yet living by the truth fully. But they should try to act and sometimes win the spiritual battle by practicing the truth. Still, at other times, they are not able to practice the truth. For example, because God says, "Keep the Sabbath holy," they try to keep it, but if there are some family gatherings or some work that needs to be done, they sometimes cannot keep the Sabbath. They try to obey the word and pray without ceasing, but they sometimes stop praying because of busy work schedules. Sometimes they blurt out words of complaint and are not able to be thankful. When they face trials, they try to cast off anger and have peace with others, but sometimes they cannot control themselves and get angry and quarrel. And if you are one of these, you should realize that you are in the second level, even if you are elder, minister, or anything from God's viewpoint, you are in the second level of faith. But still, they must not be discouraged or give up, but keep on trying with faith. Although they cannot practice the word completely, God acknowledges that they have faith to receive salvation by looking at them, trying to live by His word. Also, as they pray, asking for God's strength and trying to act by the word, they will certainly feel that they are changing. Those who committed sins 10 times before will commit only 9 times, 8 times, and it will continue to decrease, and finally, they will not commit sins anymore. Those who are trying like this are at the second level, and those who are followed by their deeds, they are at the third level. As they change themselves this way, they get closer to the third level of faith. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, those who are at the second level of faith may feel it is difficult to lead a life in faith. They know God's word and they have learned about sin, righteousness, and judgment. But they still love this world and have the desire to practice untruth. So it is not easy to cast off their former way of life. So sometimes they say it is difficult to be a Christian, or they feel uneasiness in their heart and lose the fullness, so they don't try to lead a life in faith. At this level, some of them forsake their faith and give up taking hold of the heavenly kingdom. Some people attend a church that does not point out sins because they want to lead a comfortable Christian life. But how can we say these people have true faith? How can they be saved? In both Old and New Testaments, God always said, Jesus and His men always pointed out sins, and they let the hearers cast off sins. And if any church does not point out sins, you may feel it is comfortable to lead a Christian life, but how can you solve the problem of sin, and how can you receive salvation? You always have to try again and again to cast off sins and finally become sanctified. Without that, how can you say it is a living life, life of a Christian life? They want to close their ears to the voice of the Holy Spirit that causes them to realize their sins. They want to live just like the worldly people, so their Christian life is only a formality. Since they grew up from the first level to the second level of faith, they have to keep on maturing in faith on the third level. But instead, they backslide to the first level of faith. The enemy, Satan, devil and Satan, will not just watch this kind of person. They give them fleshly thoughts and cause doubts to arise, to take away even the smallest bit of faith, faith as small as a mustard seed. They try to snatch the grace from them as well, and they tempt them to seduce them with worldly things. So those people will lose God's grace and fullness of the Holy Spirit. They will just attend the church from time to time, and the Holy Spirit will finally be extinguished, so they will not even receive salvation. So 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says, "Be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." Also, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19 says, "Do not quench the spirit." If you truly have faith, no matter how hard it is for you to cast off sins, you have to pass through this process and overcome the adversary. Because this is the only way to blessings and heavenly kingdom, we have to win the battles against the enemy devil and Satan and practice the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if you truly love God and long for the heavenly kingdom, it is not difficult to act within the truth. I once gave you this example. Somebody has hidden an incredibly huge amount of treasure and tells you to take it. But you have to walk for a whole month to get to the place where the treasure is hidden. But once you walk the distance, you can take possession of all the treasure there. If you can truly believe this, you will not grumble no matter how hard the way is, but you will walk with joy. Also, even worldly people will try to do things for them whom they love, even though it is something difficult.
사람이 원하는 것이라면 아무리 힘든 일이라도 기꺼이 해 주려고 하지요. 전에 미국에서 이제 미국의 이제 개척 당시
in the United States
금이 난다 이런 소문이 이제 세계로 퍼졌지요. 그러니까 세계 곳곳에서 이 금을 캐게 이라크 청금을 얻게
there was some news there were rumors that gold there are many gold mines so this news spread to the whole world and many people went there to get gold and many people actually migrated to the United States. Some people were able to get some gold, but most of them lost all their wealth they took with them and suffered for many years and there they made the United States of today. Even the worldly people will try to do things for those whom they love, even though it is something difficult. So if you remember the time of your dating somebody, then you will do anything for the other person. You must have tried, you should have tried to change your hair. And your, if somebody likes a short hair, you cut your hair. And if she likes long hair, you would grow your hair. Then the commandments of God were given to us because God wants to give us a better heavenly dwelling place and blessings. So why would it be difficult to obey them? If we truly love God and yearn for the heavenly kingdom, it will not be difficult to obey God's word. We would practice it as we hear and learn it so that we can quickly get into the third level of faith. As for me too, it was not difficult to practice the word at all. I loved God and the Lord, so I read the Bible diligently to understand the will of God. I listened to the voice, word of God in worship services and diligently attended revival meetings. I immediately put into action whatever I learned. I could obey most parts of the word I heard as soon as I understood it. For some of these sinful natures in the heart, it took some time to cast them off, but it didn't take very long. After I accepted the Lord, the owner of my house where I was living, she asked me to come to a revival meeting, so I went. I never knew there was a revival meeting or some that kind of thing. And from the first session, I learned who God is and what we have to, how we have to live according to the word of God. And for 1 week, I learned a lot of words, so I quit smoking and drinking from that time, although I liked them so much. So I heard I had to attend dawn prayer meeting. So I began to attend dawn prayer meeting and kept the whole Sabbath, and I heard we shouldn't come empty-handed before the Lord, so we kept. And as I heard, I kept them and acted them. It's not, I will keep it in mind and do it later. I began to do it from that moment. So that's why it didn't take long for me to pass through these processes of evidence of faith. I passed very quickly from first to second and second to third. Last week, the Father explained to me how for the process of me going from the first level to second, third, and fourth, and fifth level. It's maybe about 10 minutes, and I will play it for you when we have time. If you truly love God, believe in the Holy Bible and Holy Spirit, and if you know about New Jerusalem, and what kind of Christian life should we lead? And if you obey whatever you hear, even if you are a new believer, you're going to the third level of faith, and you're going even going to the fourth level without taking so much time. Even when I was in the third level of faith, when pastors or some leaders came to visit me for house worship service, I never used my thoughts. I just said amen to anything. That's why I could pass so quickly. So the time period during which I stayed at the first and the second levels of faith was very short, and I passed the third level of faith quickly and got into the fourth level. And since the day I got into the fourth level, we begin to receive blessings from that day or the next day. So we could pay back all the debt that we had for 7 years. We have members like this in our church too. If God doesn't like something, they forsake it immediately. If God loves something, they make up their mind to do it and practice it without changing their mind. These people can quickly pass through the second level of faith and go into the third level. God will rejoice over you and be with you in everything so that you will always be able to testify to the works of God with the fullness of the Holy Spirit. My elder brother is also here. Also, there is another elder brother who is attending in Gwangju Manmin Church. I told you last time also, I loved drinking so much, I couldn't live without it. I would drink even in the daytime, so I finally became addicted. I became an alcoholic. Also, I smoked quite a lot. Maybe 10 cigarettes a day. But I had to drink alcohol every day. Even though I was addicted and I was an alcoholic, after I accepted God, I quit it immediately. And maybe in a birthday of my brothers, they would call all family members and they had drinking. And I didn't drink myself. I couldn't even serve them with drinks. And at first, I had some little bit of persecutions in the beginning. But I just cast those things off as I heard the word of God. It's the same with the Sabbath. Because my mother knew I was healed in church. So as soon as she heard the news, she threw away all idols. Even though she didn't know really anything, because she was over 70, she just began to attend church. And when she came to Seoul, by the invitation of her children, we had six brothers and sisters, and they would ask me to go on a picnic to some park. They would make the lunchbox and everything. And I refused. I cannot go on Sunday. On Sunday, I have to go to church. So I cannot go on Sunday. If you choose some other day than Sunday, I can go. I just refused to do anything on Sunday. Even when my loving mother, my mother whom I loved so much, came from a long distance, I refused to do anything on Sunday. It's the same with my wife. if they, my nephews or nieces or having any parties or anything, marriages or things like that, we always refused to do anything on Sunday. Then when this kept on going for some time, they came to understand. They realized we wouldn't do anything on Sunday. So after some time, they were saying, you know, to be a Christian, they should be like that. Christians should be like that. And we didn't compromise with anything. If we just follow the Word of God in all things, that's why I could go into fourth level very quickly. And even when I was a deacon, I could manifest God's powerful works. And the blind came to see, the mute came to speak, the deaf came to hear, and the cancers were healed, and the people stood up from wheelchairs. And even at the beginning of the church, so many people, members, witnessed. People whose bones were broken in traffic accidents were healed immediately. Not only nowadays, it was also the same right after the beginning of the opening of our church. At that time, we burnt some briquettes. So many people died of carbon monoxide intoxication. So even when these gas poisoned people came to me, whose bodies were hardened when they came to receive my prayer, they didn't have consciousness. Their body was cold. But after I prayed for them, just within 2 minutes, they were healed. They came back to normal. And they didn't even have any side effects. And there are many of them here who were healed by my prayer. Pastor John An Cha and your wife, do you have any side effects? They're so healthy. They were almost dead and came back to life. So his wife, still on Friday, she serves my residence every Friday, every week. So from the beginning of the opening of the church, senior deaconess Eun-deuk Kim, who had a severe third-degree burn. And God's power could be manifested because I went into the Holy Spirit before the opening of the church. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, those who are pastors and workers who take care of the flock should always pay attention to the members who are at the first and second levels of faith. But you have to be careful about one thing when you counsel the members with weak faith. Today's reading passage from Romans chapter 12, verse 3 says, "For through the grace given to me, I say to every man among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment as God has allotted to each a measure of faith." As said, when you give counsel and have home worship services with them, you have to counsel them according to their measure of faith. For example, suppose there is a new believer who attends only Sunday morning service and opens his shop in the afternoon. If you tell him, you will not receive salvation if you do not keep the whole Sabbath, what will happen? In a fortunate case, he might change into a person who keeps the whole Sabbath, but more likely, he will feel offended and not even be able to attend Sunday morning service, thinking it is too difficult to be a Christian. He doesn't have the faith to keep the whole Sabbath yet, so you shouldn't force them. Faith. Their faith has to grow up. They are at the first level or the beginning of a second level, or they are at the first level. So even if they die at that time, it doesn't mean they will not be saved. They will still be saved because they are having the faith of little children. If those who are at the third level of faith does not keep the Sabbath, God will not forgive him. But in case of first level and second level, God will lead them and guide them and try to let them realize in many things. But God will not punish them immediately. But a person at the third level violates the Sabbath, God doesn't have any choice but to turn his face away. If you go into spirit or whole spirit, you cannot even imagine those things. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2, the Apostle Paul says to the believers with weak faith, I gave you milk to drink, not solid food, for you are not yet able to receive it. Indeed, even now you are not yet able. Giving milk is, you give milk to little babies. It's the first level of faith. So if you force somebody at the first level of faith, the faith of third level, that person will definitely, that person will fall. So you have a new believer. You have to bring them to church. You do it for 1 month or 2 months. Sometimes they don't come. So you go to them and you plant faith in them and you repeat that for some time and you get tired. And sometimes you give up if you, after you get tired. Then you shouldn't give up. You have to look back. When you had weak faith, you did the same. Or even if you didn't do it, many people can do that. So you plant faith in them and pray for them and fast for them and so on. Last time a pastor of Ranch Church wrote to me saying, senior pastor, one member came to church. A newcomer came. And one, if he didn't come, we visited him. And again, he kept on coming and not coming. And at some point, he said, it's too hard for me, I will not come. So this pastor was kind of a little bit discouraged. But thinking in thought of the senior pastor, and he changed his mind. And he again went to visit that house. He visited his house and he welcomed him so joyfully. Just now he said, it's too far away. The church is too far away. I'm not attending the church anymore. But when the pastor visited him, he welcomed him very joyfully. So the pastor realized a lot of things. So to raise a member who drinks milk to have weaning food and solid food, it is not easy. But it's the same, it's like raising your babies, your children. What will happen if we feed meat and rice to a baby who has to drink milk? Even though we may think we are feeding him with good food, for the baby, his life will be endangered. But it does not mean you have to just ignore and leave a new believer who does not keep the proper Sabbath. You need to allow him time and opportunity to understand what the will of God is. You can tell them how much God is delighted when we keep the proper Sabbath and how we can receive spiritual and material blessings by keeping the Sabbath along with actual testimonies. You can plant faith in them in this way and supply them with the strength so that they can act with their own faith. It is the same with diseases. When new believers who do not have much faith get sick, you can't just stop them from seeing a doctor by telling them you can be healed of any disease with prayer. We have verified cases and numerous testimonies in this church, so you can plant faith in them with these, and you can help them come before God with their own faith. But if they do not show their own faith, others should not force them. Other than this, when you have home worship services, give counsel, or do missionary work, you shouldn't just do everything with your own faith, but you should consider the other people's measure of faith as well. So you should help those who have weak faith to feel the love of God and long for the heavenly kingdom so that they will run towards the third level of faith with the fullness. Then, what kind of heavenly dwelling place is ready for those who are at the second level of faith? I will talk to you about this in the next session. Let me conclude the message, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. The first and the second levels of faith are the most basic levels in faith. It's like a newborn baby, first level of faith, and a little children, second level of faith. If you receive salvation with these measures of faith, you receive what is considered shameful salvation. If you are at the first level of faith and second level of faith, you receive a shameful salvation. They have not cast off even the sins that they commit in action, knowing the Word of God, so how shameful they will feel when they meet God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14 says, "Pursue peace with all men and the sanctification without which no one will see the Lord." If you go to heaven, if without going into a spirit, without going into fourth level of faith, even in heaven, you will not see the Lord. If you say to other members of other churches, they will say you are wrong, but the Bible is as it is. If you do not have peace with all men and the sanctification, if you don't have them, no one will see the Lord. No one will see the Lord. So you know about spiritual realm and heaven and hell, so you know how, why it is like that. You know through the books, heaven, and you learned. The Word of God is as it says. They will not have even cast off sins committed in action, not to mention having peace with all men and sanctification. So they will not be able to look into the face of the Lord. Also, when they see other believers who strove to cast off sins diligently, while they themselves were lazy in their life and faith, they feel embarrassed and ashamed. So when your spirit goes to heaven, you clearly know. Just by looking at the light, you know how much they are sanctified. So you cannot look straight into them. Look at the brightness. Even if they are your children, they are your own children or your own parents, you cannot, you'll be too embarrassed to look into them straight. God does not look at appearances, but He sees the inner heart, and faith without works is dead faith. Even those who began their Christian lives just a couple of months ago or a couple of years ago can soon grow up to the third level of faith if they diligently hear the Word and practice it. Those who lead a diligent Christian life in this way will be full of the Holy Spirit, receive the answers to their prayers, and be prosperous in everything. Their testimonies will not stop. Those who do not cast off their sins, even though they accepted the Lord long ago, do not have many things to testify, and they cannot hear the voice of the Holy Spirit well. But even those who have not been a Christian for a long time can hear the voice and receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit if they obey what they hear, and they will experience many spiritual things. According to my experience, in the first level of faith, I didn't hear a lot of voice of the Holy Spirit. But from the second level of faith, I think I began to hear voice of the Holy Spirit, and God began to train me to hear Holy Spirit's voice. It was when I was a new believer. If you begin to obey God's Word, you can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. And if you keep on obeying, when you listen to the Word of God, even if you are just a cell leader or just a seminary student, you receive all the words of God with amen. You don't try to judge or evaluate the words of God preached by your thoughts. Even physically, if a small child obeys and pleases his parents like a grown-up child, he will receive his parents' overflowing love. In the same way, even though one's level of faith is low, if he shows faithful deeds, going beyond the level of his own faith, God will be delighted with him and show the evidence that he loves him more clearly. So you hear a lot of testimonies from new believers. They just accepted the Lord, and they are healed of diseases. They received the Holy Spirit, so they are full of the Holy Spirit. You see those people, and they are always full of testimonies. I receive all the answers to my prayers. I receive, they say they are new believers, but they still say they receive answers to whatever they pray. What is the reason? They are full of the Holy Spirit. They rejoice. It is joyful to attend all kinds of worship services. It's just, it's so happy just to attend meetings. Praising God is so happy. And they want to listen to the Word of God. And so at that time, it is just like the acts of those who are at the fourth level of faith. So the answers are given according to it. But it doesn't mean they receive answers to their prayers all the time. After maybe 2 or 3 months, their confessions of their lips disappear. It's good if they keep the fullness, but through a trial or test, they lose the grace. So from their faith was like the at the fourth level of faith, but they now return to their original faith, to the first level of faith. So from that time, they do not receive the answers to their prayers. I hope you will diligently hear and learn the word and practice it with your heart and deeds. By doing so, may your faith advance to reach the level with which God is pleased, and may you enjoy the evidences of being loved by God on this earth and in the heavenly kingdom. In the name of the Lord, I pray. If you listen to my teachings and if you look at me, you can believe. I've obeyed the word of God from the beginning, so my family has followed me. So for more than 30 years, we have never been to a hospital. We have never taken any medicine. We don't know what injection is, actually. In our house, there's not even a first aid kit. We don't have anything. Maybe we have a sweet water. We don't need that kind of thing. In our church, when we go to a summer retreats, we do it for more than a month every week. And is there any groups where you prepare a first aid kit for a stomach ache or for some cuts or anything like that? For 23 years, we have never taken first aid kit to our summer retreat because we don't need them. Or if you get injured, we pray to God and God works for us. And in the first place, God protects us from all things. So we don't need all those things because we have the Father. Even if you get stomachache by eating something wrong, you pray for it and you are healed. And we have this good God. I hope you will believe Him, know Him correctly, and believe Him properly. You don't have to worry about anything of this world. You don't have to rely on this world. If you rely on God the Father, He will protect us and lead us to blessings in all things. Yesterday, during the Friday all-night service from the UK, there was a prayer request from the princess. We received the, she contacted us immediately right after the prayer that they were healed. Interesting thing is, Pastor Ani Song's family went to the UK and they were invited by the princess and people came before the princess and they came, they knelt down before the princess and bowed to her, before her. And even in the church, there were people who did that, and she is still princess, and her father was the first president of Uganda, and next, her brother is the king of that kingdom, another kingdom. And I heard very good news today. And some scores of branch churches are being added every week. And I don't know what a father will do in Russia. You know Pastor Igor Nikitin. He's a good politician too. So he knows a lot of senators and house reps in the United States too. So he's a good minister. So under his association, there are so many Russian churches, and you know it. And he is the president of... he is not the president that is changed every year, but he is the kind of permanent president, and he, we received... he and his family members, they want to be members of Manmin Church. So they want to register in our church. So I don't know when we'll receive the cards, registration cards, so they will register. So we'll see what is going on, whether they're only family members will become Manmin members or whether he is a churches will become branch churches, but we have this good news. Like, just as the Father has told us before, it is going on and being fulfilled. Some congressmen in Korea, we have several congressmen who registered in our church. But there are many congressmen in other countries. There are many politicians also, PhDs, and let us pray together thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord, we give you thanks for your grace and love. Let this message become our life and faith. Fill us with the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Let us go from the first level to second level, to second level, to third and third, to fourth level, and fourth to fifth level of faith. Give us strength and power. Let us cast off sins and struggle against them up to the point of bloodshed. And let us go into the Spirit quickly. Lord, thank you. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities, and please receive the prayer for the desires of your heart. Father God, please lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all internal organs, cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and most high power of creation. Give them spiritual and physical health. Father, work transcending time and space. Bless all the churches and branch churches and local sanctuaries who attended the service through this satellite and those, all the children of God who attended the service on the internet all over the world and all GCN viewers and those who are watching TV. And bless them in the same way.
Canada에서
From Canada, we have prayer request from Mei. Please lay your hands and work. Show your work. Since a traffic accident in 1966, there's a severe back pain, and he wants to ask God whether to marry his girlfriend. And he, Father, we want you lead him and guide him, and all pains, back pains go away. All pains go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. Light come. Father, clean him and heal her, heal his back and spine and everything. And all from head to toe, all internal organs, cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and most of high power of creation. Light come. Father, thank you. Let the blind see, let the mute speak, and let the deaf hear and open their ears. And also, let all bad ears and bad eyes become good, and let them speak, and let them walk, and all heal all cancers of third stage and last stage, and all internal diseases. Burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit, all pneumonia and tuberculosis and AIDS and everything. Heal them beyond going, transcending time and space. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All enemy, devil, and Satan, go away. AIDS be healed. All cancers be healed. All leukemia be healed. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes be healed. All internal organs, and burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and cleanse them. Light come. Father God, give them spiritual and physical health and give them prosperity throughout the week. All problems go away. Father, give them prosperity. And wherever they are, let all the strongholds of the enemy devil be broken down and protect them with fiery walls of the Holy Spirit and with heavenly hosts and angels. Father, show your work and bless all the overseas missionaries and overseas members. Protect them and protect all the members of 3,800 branch churches. Father, protect our families, family members, and protect them with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit and heavenly hosts and angels. Protect all the vehicles and bless them in all ways. Let light come. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.